Do we, Batya, do we have Hannah? All right, Hannah, let's start with Hannah because
we have two counselors. We have two counselors.
Yeah, I know, but right now.
And we have Miriam Al-Wallach.
Exactly.
Hannah's a counselor now. Miriam Al-Wallach was a counselor a long time ago.
But also, Hannah's, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the entire family, and Hannah has to follow Jonah, and those.
That's true.
Jonah's big shoes to fill. Come sit. We're going to schmooze. We're also waiting
for. Let's put on Hannah and her father.
You just want to throw me off the air. I finally get a live mic, and you want to throw me. All right, Bennett can take my seat.
Let's go, Bennett. After the
hug fest is done, Bennett's going to take my seat.
Bennett and I met during the summer.
Take your seat.
Bennett and I met during July of 1 year. That's when we met. Did you know that, Hannah? That your father and I met, it was actually July. This is our anniversary. I don't know what July it was.
July 81, 82. 83 or something like that.
41 years ago this summer, Hannah. Where were you 41 years ago this summer?
Where was I?
Not even an idea.
Oh, and there's so many stories that involve the Seagulls and Schechter. So many stories.
A lot of history.
A lot of history.
From Lake Como, Pennsylvania to the Lower East Side
amazing.
To Teaneck to Hask. It's
incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible. My gosh. And I think about all the... all the episodes and incidents and bunks and and days and
we
nights.
We don't need to go through that now.
So many things I could tell your children.
Offline is probably better.
Anyway, Bennett Schechter is here, but he's not the star today.
Hannah.
There was a time when he was the star when it came to summer camp. There was a time when he was the focus of so much activity in summer camp, but no longer. That's not the case. Today, he's a regular parent making the rounds.
The proudest day of the summer.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. Hannah Schechter's here. Is this your first year?
Yeah, it's my first year.
So what we've always been told is that the first couple of days and even the first couple of weeks can be extremely challenging. Could you describe for us just how challenging it's been
Since
the beginning?
It's amazingly challenging. I'll say you start off, you're thrown into a situation with children that you're all of a sudden just supposed to care for. You don't know them, you don't know their history, you don't know anything about them, and all of a sudden you go. You physically change them.
You've been warned. You spoke to people
who've been warned.
Did it
before. I have been warned.
It's not like you were tossed in without information, but
yeah.
It still feels like you're being
tossed.
I am
warned.
In.
It is going to be really hard in the beginning, and I'm also told that you're going to love it at the end. And each day, I feel more and more and more of that love. I feel that I've only known my campers, 3 weeks so far?
Right.
And, like, the care I give to them because they're my children for the summer. So I just do it because I love them.
What was Shabbos like, and how was Shabbos in general?
Shabbos in Camp Hask is my favorite day of the week. My campers wait for Shabbos. I wait for Shabbos. It's awesome. It's so fun. Rav Judah, my favorite part of Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos and Shabbos going away, everyone comes. We sing together. Campers give us our Torahs. It's really special. It's really fun.
I will tell you that... not to, again, include your father, but as far as I remember from his days in camp, Shabbos was his favorite day as well. Am I right about that, Bennett?
I mean, who could forget my sperm bound cake on Shabbos?
Between
Shachris and Musaf, who could forget?
Now, one of the things in Camp Hask that's different from the camps that your father and I attended is that there's literally a very small ratio when it comes to counselors and campers. How many are you taking care of?
We are 5-on-4, but usually it's one person's off day, so most days we're 4-on-4.
Which is 1-to-1, essentially.
Exactly.
And that is, I mean, and people might listen to that and think, what a waste of staff. And it's just the opposite, right? It's necessary.
We wake up in the morning from the time your camper wakes up. I have a camper wakes up at 5. I have a camper wakes up at 9. 9 till 9 at the end of the night. 5 till 9 at the end of the night. We are up. We are with them all day, giving them all of our energy, making it the best summer for them.
Did friends of yours come to be camper, be counselors as well?
Yeah, I have a few friends. My first summer, so I came with a few friends. I went to Shalvin this year, and I also came with a lot of girls who were waitresses last summer. So having that is really special, fun. It's awesome.
Boy, oh boy, very energetic. Gets it from her
mother for sure.
Both of them.
All right, I'm told that Bennett's being replaced. We're moving Bennett. Bennett, there was a time when you had top billing here. I don't know what to tell you.
Like I said, today it's about watching this with pride.
But we have another Jewish hero that we're introducing. In addition to your daughter, Jakey Hoshander is here. Yet another Hask Jewish hero.
And maybe a Morasha.
Second year.
Also a Morasha connection. Correct?
No, Masora.
Thank you, Bennett. Bennett tosses me into the Morasha circle. It's really a Masora connection. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Major Hoshander and Morasha
Maybe in the old days.
Misora. Really,
ooh.
Misora.
Ooh.
Yeah. Back in half.
Let's double down on this, please.
Okay.
Apparently, Rabbi Willink has brought a peaceful resolution to the situation.
Yes. Yeah. Back in the day. My dad.
The Willinks and their memories, thank God for that.
Forget that. The Willinks and their compromising skills.
Shalom
al Yisrael.
Back to the kids.
They watch Shalom Bias. Anyway, Mr. Hoshander, it's a pleasure to welcome you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We've just heard from somebody on girls' campus that from her perspective, things are going spectacularly this summer. What about boys' campus?
I completely agree.
Are you the first year or you've been
second year. Second.
So you don't have that rookie adjustment that we were just discussing a minute ago.
No,
like
I
you
don't.
Got here the first day. You felt like you've been here for a while.
Yeah, I had the same bunk that I had last summer.
Oh, so. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you don't even have new challenges in terms of what to expect. No, challenges you have. But
there
I'm
are
saying,
challenges.
But I'm saying, like, you walk in familiar with their situation. That must be a big advantage.
Exactly.
And is it also one-to-one, like we were discussing with girls?
Yeah.
So what are five campers to?
Five counselors to four campers, but everybody's on an off day once a week, so we rotate through it.
I'll tell you, I say heroes, and obviously you guys are laughing about that, which I get. But there is something heroic about all this, and there are positions in camp that obviously help what you're doing because you're working with therapists and specialty staff that are doing a lot of stuff to help your campers progress during the summer.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you seen in 3 weeks your campers do stuff they weren't able to do before?
Maybe we've seen stronger connections with them.
Growth.
Our relationships with the campers have definitely been strengthened over this summer and last summer. But
what have you seen, Hannah? Have you seen counselors?
Yeah, therapy room is, like, magical for my campers. They go in. Sometimes they're scared. Sometimes we have to, like, you know, get them adjusted. But the fact that they go in being scared and they come out walking. I have a camper who's in a wheelchair, and she always leaves therapy walking. It takes time. We get there. But, like, that's what we do in therapy. The pool is magical. All these places that you wouldn't expect, you don't necessarily see.
But when they're not there? They're in a wheelchair?
Yeah, I have a camper who, unfortunately, her bones are deteriorating, but we need to continue using those muscles so that way she can continue going to the bathroom herself and continue. So we work. It's hard work. Sometimes there's sweat and tears, but afterwards you see the biggest smile on her face when you see her walking. It's so special.
Boy, the things we take for granted,
yes,
huh?
Yes, really.
The things we take for granted. Have you met the parents of your campers yet?
I met two of the parents. Otherwise, we call them before Shabbos to say hi.
Oh,
and those conversations are really fun.
You call them every week?
Yeah, we do.
Same thing on boys?
Yeah.
Did you meet any of them during visiting day?
We meet most of them. A couple live further out, so it's hard for them to get in.
And how was it? I mean, they must be thrilled with what's happening.
Oh, yeah. They love coming to see what we do here.
And they, of course, will notice the differences more because they haven't seen their kids in 3 weeks. So.
Certainly.
All right, what can I tell you guys? You're doing amazing work, and not that you need my approbation, but continued success. The way it sounds, you anticipate the summer just getting better and better. So
exactly.
That's a good feeling.
By the day. Yeah. Seriously.
When is that costume day when everybody dresses up? Is that coming
superhero
up soon?
Day.
Yeah, when is superhero day?
Every day we dress up.
Every day. What happened to this place? Now it's every day. What's going on? Bedlam has broken loose in Camp Ask. All right. Hannah Schachter, thank you. Jakey Hoshander, thank you.
Thank you.
Continue good luck this summer from all of us at JMDM. Where are we?